That's right, that's right. This is big. Oh no, come on, not this fucking song. This is so fucking played out. This is corny. I fucking hate this song. Get this fucking shit off. Nah, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, thank God. Fuck that shit. Give me another political song. Check it out. Angry brother finna make his move. Looking to book him in the city, so I never lose. See, I'ma get him in the crowd with a couple heavies and lay the barrel to the ground, hold the gat steady. And now I'm ready for my adversary, talk is cheap. I'm looking for a way to make a play and keep it neat. And check it out and make a ride and pick a rooftop and get a spot where the view's hot. Set up shop. Cause all I wanna see is motherfucking brains hanging. Another level when it's me and Devil's gang banging. So don't be telling me to get the non-violent spirit. Cause when I'm violent, it's the only time the devil's here. Rat attack, go the cat to his devil face. I hope he think of how we done us when he laid a waste. And get the feeling of the peeling from the other side. From guns given to my people for my own kind. So get with Ollie, cause I'm probably finna make you mad. I'm steady waiting for the day I get to see his ass. And give him two from the barrel of a black gorilla. And that's real from a motherfucking bush killer.
I understand that time is running out.
That's right, that's right. This is Big Angry Phil, and this is podcast number 34. And ooh-wee, the day we've been all waiting for, Election Day. As much as I hate to talk about politics, this is kind of the elephant in the room, you know? We've all been waiting for this fucking day, so we get to find out which criminal we put into the White House. I do not understand what's wrong with a lot of these people.
I'm with her, Trump 2016. Are you fucking for real? Are they paying you?
What are you doing? They don't care about you. You're nothing to them. You're a bunch of peons. I'm with her. I've never been with her. I fucking hate Hillary Clinton. Absolutely can't stand her. Never liked her. Nobody ever liked her. Now all of a sudden, I'm with her. Bullshit. This is why I think this whole thing is fake and fucking phony. This is all an agenda to get a woman elected president. And I have no problem with a woman being elected president, but not this one! Hillary Clinton? Really? That's the best we could do? Nobody else is qualified? I'd rather put a porn star in the White House. I'd rather put Kim Kardashian in the White House, all right? At least she has business sense. Not much else, but business sense. And she at least is a little more pleasant to look at than Hillary Clinton. Especially in HDTV. Holy fuck, every wrinkle, every fucking mole, every wart. Oh, God.
And that voice, that Hillary Clinton voice, that nagging fucking ex-wife voice. Rah, 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 rah. Men are wrong. Men are stupid. I'm going to cut all your dicks off.
She's a witch. She's a fucking witch. She's an Illuminati witch, all right? You listen to my Illuminati show in the last episode. She is big time. The Clintons are big time. Maybe Bill might be a couple of tiers ahead of Hillary, but who knows? You really want them back in there? Holy fuck. It's not going to be like when Bill Clinton was in there. Everybody liked Bill Clinton for some reason. I mean, he seemed to do a good job, I guess. But Hillary? Nobody likes Hillary. Now we got to pretend we like Hillary. We want Hillary. We need a woman in the White House. Oh, fucking feminist. Don't even get me started with that. That's the only reason they're voting Hillary.
Because he's a woman.
Well, why'd you vote for... If Condoleezza Rice was right now, I bet you wouldn't vote for her because she was a Republican. And by the way, they weren't going to vote for Carly Fiorina either. She bounced out quick. Right? She was a woman. Why'd you vote for her?
Because she's a Republican.
I hate this fucking system. We have to vote for one group or the other.
Well, we're a bunch of whiny liberals, so we have to vote for Democrats.
Or we're fucking religious right morons, we have to vote Republican. Why is it like that? I'm a registered independent. I'll vote for whoever I goddamn want. And really, I don't want any of these motherfuckers. I'm going to vote for the propositions, and that's it. I don't give a fuck about the rest of them. They're all a bunch of goddamn criminals. All of them. Every fucking one of them. I think Hillary Clinton's an even more dangerous criminal than Trump. Sure as fuck doesn't mean I want Trump in the White House either. Are you kidding me? He didn't want to be president. He's part of the game. Hillary is paying Trump. They're buddy-buddy. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I'll tell you what, there's a commercial going around, and I hate almost all fucking political commercials, but there's one in particular that is fucking hysterical and it really nails the point home. It's called The Clintons. A lot of you have seen it. I saw it on Sunday Night Football the other night, and now they're running it a lot. And it's hysterical. And by the way, Trump is not behind it. Trump did not fucking endorse this commercial. It's from a group called Fortune 45, whatever the fuck that is. But this commercial is hysterical. It's called The Clintons. And, you know, The Clintons, like The Simpsons is The Clintons. And you see all these moving trucks over the White House full of Clinton baggage, you know, Benghazi and emails and shit. Check this out. It's fucking hysterical.
It's moving day, but when America sent Hillary back to the White House...
Tons of moving trucks moving up to the White House.
Decades of scandals are being unloaded.
These guys can barely carry the boxes.
Interest trucks, moving trucks with more scandals, rule breaking. Ooh, even an ongoing FBI investigation. It's a long day moving tons of baggage because with
Bill tries to touch Hillary, she slaps him.
Scandal will come next.
And then he tries to grope the reporter and he winks. I think that's fucking hysterical. It's genius. I don't give a fuck if you're voting for Hillary or not. That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. I mean, when this election is such a shit show and has been so for over a year and a half, you'll take whatever fucking entertainment you could get. And that was very well done. I laughed my ass off when I first saw that. Because it's all fucking true. Hillary's a crook. But that doesn't mean I'm voting for Donald Trump. See, people don't fucking understand. They automatically assume if you hate one candidate, you must love the other one. Bullshit. That's why these people are such puppets.
Well, you hate Hillary, you must be a Trump supporter. Like, that's a fucking, like you're a fucking criminal.
No, I'm not a Trump supporter. I can't stand either one of them. I wish they would both die. Could I make that any clearer that I hate them both? Do you get it now? This is the worst choice we've ever had. Ever. Ever. Ever, ever, and that's the way they designed it. And you motherfuckers, you brain-dead fucking zombies, you've made social media unbearable.
Fucking Twitter is nothing but Trump, 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 Hillary, 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 Trump, Trump, and fucking hashtags. I don't even know what the fuck they mean.
Shut up. Shut up. What are these motherfuckers going to post about once this goddamn election is over? What are you going to do now? Think on your own? Yeah, right. That ain't gonna happen. Watch, as soon as the election is over, it's either gonna be the election is rigged if Clinton gets in, or I'm moving to Canada if Trump gets in.
It's Armageddon, oh my God. We're all gonna die.
No, we're not. Everybody calm down. This is all fucking meaningless. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go to my hero, George Carlin, and hear him explain why he didn't vote.
Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
They do.
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces.
Garbage in, garbage out.
If you have selfish, ignorant citizens...
Nailed it.
If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here. Like the public.
Right.
Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope.
Fuck hope.
Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall. Scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless.
Exactly.
This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Absolutely right.
And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, in fact, did not even leave the House on Election Day, I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with. So I know that a little later on this year, you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will improve immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is, when I get finished masturbating, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks. Thank you very much.
God damn it. George Carlin always, always nails it. And nobody has the balls to say that either. I guarantee most of these people online say, I'm going to vote. I'll bet you any fucking thing they are not going to go vote. The only thing I give a fuck about are the propositions. Otherwise, I don't give two fucks about anybody who's running. They all suck. They're all criminals. Fuck them. And if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Donald Trump supporter, fuck you too. You're a puppet. You're an idiot. And go fuck yourself. I guarantee a month into office, whoever it is, you're going to be complaining about, oh, what a shitty job. The economy sucks. Oh my God. It is way beyond the president's control, okay? There are other people at work here. The president is just there to be the puppet on television. And these two puppets that are running now are probably the most vile bargain basement puppets we've ever had. Ever. And anybody that has a political bumper sticker on the back of their car should be allowed to be run off the fucking road.
I'm with her.
Please. Fuck you and your Prius. Get the fuck out of here. I still see shit like Reagan Bush 84 on the back of old beater ass cars. They couldn't get that fucking sticker off. They're stuck with it for life. You fucking hipsters that put that Obama sticker on your gas tank door. Fucking idiots. You can tell when they try to peel it off too, and about a quarter of it is missing. Stupid asses. Everybody just calm the fuck down. I don't want to see one more tweet, one more thing on Facebook about this fucking election. You're not going to change anybody's mind ever. Ever. And these people are still undecided. They're just the biggest bunch of brain dead idiots. Really, you need more information on these two fucksticks?
Well, I can't decide between Hillary and Trump. She seems to believe in what I believe in, but then again, Trump has made some good...
Oh, really? Come on. Really? If it comes right down to that, just flip a fucking coin. Now, that George Carlin bit was from 1996, and that was during the election between Bob Dole and the re-election of Bill Clinton. Now, during that same year, there was an episode of The Simpsons that was quite notable about the election. And it was in the Treehouse of Horror episode, Treehouse of Horror 7. And it was the final segment as where Kang and Kodos, the aliens, come down to Springfield and assume the bodies of Bob Dole and Bill Clinton and take over the election. And it was really, really well fucking done.
America, take a good look at your beloved candidates. They're nothing but hideous space reptiles. It's true. We are aliens. But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
You're right. This is a two-party system.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third-party candidate.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
Ha 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 Senator Dole, why should people vote for you instead of President Clinton?
It makes no difference which one of us you vote for. Either way, your planet is doomed. Doomed!
Well, a refreshingly frank response there from Senator Bob Dole.
Aw, member berries. Remember when The Simpsons was good?
Well, yes, I do, a long time ago. And that bit could easily apply to this election. I mean, either way, your planet is doomed. Look at these two. If you were told 20 years ago that these motherfuckers were going to be running for president, wouldn't you just laugh at that? Now you got people marching down the street, Hillary, I'm with Hillary! Trump 2016! People are so starved for fucking attention, they'll go out and fucking campaign for these people, march for these people. People that wouldn't step on them if they saw them. Why does everybody, especially online, feel they have to belong to some group? Can't you just live your life and not belong to fucking groups? Whatever happened to individuality? Went out the window. Everybody has to choose a side. Fuck that. I'm on my side. Big Angry Phil podcast. My side. Fuck you. You know, people are vandalizing cars with Trump stickers on it. People are spray painting Trump on fucking churches. You're not going to get any credit for that. You might get arrested. You're going to be some fucking hero or anything. Trump's not going to call you up personally and say, hey, good job on that church, man. Or fucking Hillary Clinton's certainly not going to say, oh, you destroyed a Trump sticker? Good for you. No, they couldn't care two fucks about you. You idiots. You fucking morons. This is the last I'm going to say about this fucking election. That's it. I'm done with it. I was done with it a long time ago. All you fucking trolls online, you better find something else to talk about as soon as this stupid fucking thing is over. Because it's over and done with. And I am over it and done with it. And done with all of you. Now, by the time this podcast gets out and you guys had a chance to hear it, the election will be over. And one of these fucking boobs will be the new president. Even though they don't take office for another couple of months. Everybody fucking relax, all right? Obama's going to hang around until January. So you guys still have time to complain about him until the new asshole takes office. All you dick riders, all you clit suckers, all you ass lickers. Again, what are you going to do when it's over? And after the inauguration, what are you going to talk about? I guarantee a month in, you're going to say, he's an asshole, she's an asshole, whoever it is, it's an asshole. Right? Because that's what you do. You try to get as many retweets as you can, as many likes on Facebook as you can. And that's all it is, to get attention for yourself. All these people that take pictures of themselves, I voted. So fucking what? So did a zillion other people. I voted. Hey, I took a shit. Should I wear a big turd on my fucking shirt? One of those emojis, those little shit emojis with the eyes in it? Everything is me, 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 me. I went out and voted. Well, good for fucking you. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you also realize that your vote for president doesn't count for jack shit. By the way, there's a movement for Hillary supporters to wear pantsuits today. Oh, for fucking God's sakes. I mean, they might as well just call today National Look Like a Dyke Day, because that's what you fucking look like. And you're just proving what fucking zombies and robots you really are.
Oh, Hillary wears pantsuits? I'm going to wear a pantsuit in support of Hillary.
That is fucking retarded. How about Trump supporters? Should they wear fucking a toupee on their fucking head and orange skin? Huh? If you don't know the definition of conformist, look it up. You probably have your picture next to it. Morons! Then you have these idiot talk show hosts like Laura Ingraham, who does an AM talk show that nobody fucking listens to.
She says, there is a movement that's going to continue, win or lose for Trump, that is going to be a powerful movement for America.
What a generic statement that is. I think that was written for all the AM talk show hosts to read. And by the way, it sounds like you're pretty much admitting that Trump lost. Because wouldn't you be saying, go Trump, yeah, Trump's going to win. No, it's already down to win or lose for Trump. Meaning they don't have really any confidence that Trump's going to win. Because they already know that this whole thing is a sham. By the way, the only interesting thing that Laura Ingraham has done is say fuck during an air check. She didn't get fired because nobody listened to it. Tired of these turkey neck broads on these shows, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter. Shut up. Go blow somebody other than Trump. And of course, everybody's playing the sexism card, you know. Oh, we need a woman in the White House. Listen to this bullshit. A CNN reporter, and I loathe CNN, by the way. CNN's already bragging, oh, we have the best election coverage. And then Fox News say, hey, we have the biggest set. I mean, don't worry, I'm not watching either one of you motherfuckers. A CNN reporter received what appeared to be an unexpected answer on election day when he asked a female voter if she was excited for potentially having the first female president, Hillary Clinton. See, this is what I'm talking about. Never mind the issues or anything. Aren't you excited as a woman that we're going to have a woman? See how they're pushing this shit? Fucking hate that. Aren't you excited for the first female president? The reporter asked. Jackie Kratchala, who cast her vote for Trump, replied with an emphatic no. And she's some really old lady from some small town of Pennsylvania nobody's heard of, so I'm sure she votes Republican all the time. What, because she's a woman, she's expected to vote for a woman? Is that what they fucking think? Go fuck yourselves. Now here's the interview with this lovely old lady.
Voting for Donald Trump.
Because he's the best there is right now. Come on, we need somebody strong. We need our country that can be our country again.
And we need a country to be our country again.
Aren't you excited for the first female president?
No.
I like that part.
So why are you voting for Hillary Clinton?
Because she's the best of the two. I don't think either one of them are capable of running the country.
The old guy's right. The old guy is right. The old lady is wrong, except for the Hillary no part.
Experience is what counts, and we have a nuclear holocaust looking us in the eye, and I'm not too much for Trump because of that fact.
Well, the old guy makes a lot more sense than the old lady. Tell you what, they should not let old people vote. Jesus Christ, you know?
We need our country to become a country again.
Oh, take your meds and shut up. You know what we need? Nobody else has the balls to say this. I'm going to say this. We need a president for each group in this country, all right? Because nobody can get along. Nobody can agree on who the president should be. So let's split them up, all right? Let's have a white president, a black president, a Hispanic president, an Asian president, old people president, a president for crippled people, a president for retarded people, a president for feminists. There you go. Hillary Clinton will fit right in there. A president for tweakers, a president for crackheads, a president for bums. A little something for everybody, all right? Instead of having one person pretending to be in charge, let's have a bunch of people pretending to be in charge for their represented group. Okay? Okay. Now, as far as the propositions go, you're pretty much safe voting no across the board. Because the majority of them, all they do is raise taxes or hike fees, and then they just misspend the money. It never goes to where it's supposed to go. They collect so much in tax, it'll fucking make your head swim. And what about all the revenue from fucking parking tickets, traffic tickets, fines, gas taxes? I mean, Jesus Christ, you go anywhere else in the country, especially in the Midwest, and you realize how bad California's getting fucked in the ass with the gas taxes. I go over to Arizona, I see prices under $2. I haven't seen anything under $2 here in over 20 years. And I'm not about to pack up and move to Arizona. It is enticing. Everything's cheaper over there. You don't have gas taxes. Sales taxes lower. It's not full of liberal nut jobs. It's full of Mormon nut jobs, but you got to trade one for the other, I guess. If it wasn't so fucking hot there, I might just move to Arizona. I mean, I like the Phoenix area. They don't change the clocks back. That's another good reason to move to Arizona. It's a little too fucking hot, though. I never understood why anybody builds a big city in the middle of the desert. I mean, I kind of understand why Las Vegas is there. The mob, you know, needed a place to gamble away from everybody. It got a little out of control after a while, and it turned into what it is now. A big city in the desert. You're not meant to live in the fucking desert. We have tons of deserts in California. We have Palm Springs, where a lot of gay actors go to retire. Again, it's way too fucking hot there. You go there in the winter when it's maybe 80 degrees, but not in the summer when it's 125. Fuck that. But yeah, let's get a president for every group there is, okay? Social justice warriors can have their own president. Children could have their own fucking president. There you go. Make everybody happy. And then when somebody fucks up, they could blame the appropriate president. You know, some black kids get shot by the white cops. They could blame the black president. White president have nothing to do with it this time. If you think for 1 minute I'm going to sit and watch CNN or Fox or anybody with their stupid election coverage, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I'm really going to sit there and watch a bunch of talking bobbleheads read election results. No thanks. The Kings are playing the Maple Leafs. I want to see that game. I'll read about the election tomorrow when it's over and when the results have been counted. I don't want to hear the speculation. I don't want to hear more interviews with stupid old people. Done with it. Why aren't you done with it? Why are you still going on with this? Nothing's going to fucking change. Nothing. Except the appearance and the voice of the president. But that's it. You still have the same morons in Congress. Most of the incumbents are going to be reelected. And hopefully we don't vote yes on all these propositions that'll raise taxes, but you fucking morons will.
But we need to improve our schools for our children.
Yeah, bullshit. You think that money ever goes to the schools? It lines politicians' pockets. That's where it goes. That's where it always goes. That's where it always has gone. They could easily afford to fund the schools if they chose to do so. But they don't. They don't want smart kids growing up. They want a bunch of dumb fucks like you. People that can't think for themselves. People like that are easier to control. They don't want people learning how to read and think for themselves. Doesn't do them any good. We could easily fix the potholes and the bridges and anything else that needs to be fixed, but they won't. Because they owe their corporate masters some of that money back. Well, golly, you know, as I come back to finish up the show, I recorded most of that on Monday night. And I'm coming in here as the election is going on and fucking hell froze over. Donald Trump has won the election. Yep, I said it. Donald J. Trump. It's not a joke. Clinton just conceded. It's all over. Donald Trump has won this goddamn shit show. You know what? Good for him. There we go. We finally have a president-elect. This fucking thing is over. I don't even care anymore. What does that tell you about Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton is such an unlikable twat that a fucking boob like Donald Trump just got elected president. If anybody was running against fucking Donald Trump other than Hillary Clinton, it wouldn't even be a race. Wouldn't even be a fucking race. I think if somebody like even Barbara Boxer, who's despicable on her own, but I think if she ran against Trump, she would easily win. Because not too many people know about Barbara Boxer. We know about her in California. She's a cunt. I probably wouldn't vote for her either. I would vote for her over Hillary, I'll tell you that. We all know Hillary's a cunt. Hillary's been a cunt a long time. But I'm saying, you could have put a fucking house cat up against Donald Trump and it would have won. But the Clinton family and Hillary in particular are so goddamn unlikable, nobody wanted them anywhere near the White House. I'm wondering if that commercial I talked about earlier had any effect, because that commercial fucking really packed a 1-2 punch against Hillary. I like that commercial, and I don't care about either one of these fuckers. But you know what? Here we go. Trump's going to be our president, 2017. Enjoy the show, folks. And I'll tell you what, all these fucking celebrities like Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham, everybody has said they're going to pack their bags and move if Trump gets elected. Well, better get a head start. If those motherfuckers actually go, then we elected the right guy. Tell you what right now. And Trump's already up at the mic. He looks like he hasn't slept in about 3 weeks. Let's see what he's got to say.
Is to leverage their tremendous talent for the benefit of all. It's going to happen. We have a great economic plan. We will double our growth and have the strongest economy anywhere in the world.
We're going to hold you to that, Trumpy.
At the same time, we will get along
if
with
not,
all
we're
going to
bounce your ass in the next
willing
election.
To get along with us. We will be. We'll have great relationships. We expect to have great, great relationships. No dream is too big. No challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach. America will no longer settle for anything.
I think Trump is more surprised than anybody that he won this damn thing. He's like, wait a minute, this wasn't supposed to happen. What am I doing here?
Reclaim.
Holy shit, now I got to play president for 4 years.
And dream big and bold and daring. We have to do that.
Make $200,000 a year. It's like minimum wage to him.
Things for our country and beautiful things and successful things once again. I want to tell the world community that while we will always put America's interests first, we will deal fairly with everyone. With everyone.
With everyone.
All people and all
even
other
the Arabs.
Nations. We will seek common ground, not hostility, partnership, not conflict. And now, I'd like to take this moment to thank some of the people who really helped me with this. What they are calling tonight,
Satan.
Very, very historic.
Satan, come on, say it. Satan, throw out the horn. Satan.
First, I want to thank my parents, who I know are looking down on me right now.
Or up.
Great people. I've learned so much from them. They were wonderful in every regard. I had truly great parents. I also want to thank my sisters, Marianne and Elizabeth, who are here with us tonight. And where are they? They're here someplace.
They're here. I don't
They're very
know.
Shy, actually. And my brother Robert, my great friend. Where is Robert? Where is Robert?
Where is Robert? Where's anybody?
Robert.
Maybe I should open my eyes and look around the room and see what I see.
They should all be on this stage, but
go to bed, Trump. Okay. Jesus Christ, you got elected. You're done.
You're
see
great.
You.
And also my late brother Fred, great guy, fantastic guy, fantastic family. I was very lucky.
If he would just come right and say, I won because Hillary is a cunt and nobody likes her. That's why I, Donald Trump, am your next president. He needs to say that because that's how it happened.
And Ivanka.
Woo!
And Eric. And Tiffany. And Barron.
And Larry and Mo and Curly.
I love you, and
Shemp.
I thank you,
Curly Joe,
and especially for putting up with all of those hours. This was tough. This was tough.
Shit, it was tough on all of us. Come on. We're all sick of it already. Good. I'm glad somebody won. I don't even care who it is at this point. You know what? I'm actually slightly more relieved it wasn't Hillary Clinton. Because I really, really hate Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump's an asshole. And he's disgusting. But let's give him a chance. Let's see what he does. All right? He's now the president-elect. He's going to be the president. We're going to have to fucking live with that. And let's see if he does a good job. If he doesn't, we bounce his ass the fuck out in 4 years. I'm glad Hillary's gone. I'm glad we don't ever have to hear the name Hillary Clinton ever again. Or any Clinton. I don't think Bill wanted to go back in there. I'll bet you anything they get a divorce after this fucking thing is over.
It's your fault, Bill. It's your fault. That fucking commercial was all about you. You womanizing piece of shit.
Wouldn't that be fucking great? I hope the next Air Canada flight to anywhere in Canada has all the celebrities that said they're going to move if Trump gets elected. Or any of the civilians that said they're going to move if Trump gets elected. Put your money where your mouth is. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Jesus Christ. You know, life is going to go on, you know? And when you think about it, Ronald Reagan was a fucking actor. I mean, true, he was the governor of California. He was in politics for a while before he became president, but he was a fucking actor. But he got elected twice, and he was one of the most liked presidents in history. I didn't personally care for him, but a lot of people did. He was a likable character. Trump is not a likable character. Trump is going to need to do a good fucking job. And you know what? I don't think he's going to do jack shit. I think he's going to surround himself with a lot of advisors, a lot of people to pull those puppet strings, much like George W. Bush had Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and people call his shots. I don't think Trump's going to be in charge of too much. He's just going to have to surround himself with some really good people and then take the credit for it. But once again, if we could pack an Air Canada flight tonight with all the people that say they're going to leave, then he's already done a good job. Thank you. And on that note, since Trump won and this goddamn thing is over, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Sad but true. The world is Trump's. Get used to it. It's really cold in fucking Canada, just to let you know. It ain't yours. BigAngryPhil.com. BigAngryPhil.com is where I be. If you're fucking around on Facebook and you're sick of election-related shit, hop on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Follow it and get up to date on what the fuck I'm doing. As long as you're fucking around on Twitter and you're done reading about everybody whining about Trump getting elected, go ahead and follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter. In addition to BigAngryPhil.com, you can hear the podcast on iTunes, on TuneIn, and on SoundCloud. On iTunes and TuneIn and SoundCloud. On iTunes and TuneIn and SoundCloud. God damn. Make sure to subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app. Whew! Man, I'm beat. That election really kicked all our asses. Tell you what. I'm out of here. Be back next week with a college show. See ya.